If you're purchasing a new home or refinancing your existing home, then you need to call Team Hochberg, your trusted local lender, 855-563-2843, or visit 56diva.com. Lower.com, equal housing lender, MLS 112-4061.
Let's find out what's going on with your money. The market's all down at this early hour. David Hochberg is with us, Vice President of Lending for Team Hochberg at Homeside Financial. Is this a response to what the Fed did or didn't do yesterday, David?
Well, that and the pending federal shutdown, right? Mm-hmm. You know, anytime you have uncertainty in the market or uncertainty in your government, not a Republican or Democrat statement, just a basic statement. You can look back at the past threats of government shutdowns, and the markets always freak out. So that's what's happening. The 10-year is trading up. We're a quarter point higher on the 10-year, which governs the 30-year fix, than we were last Thursday. So congratulations. We're now a quarter point higher. We're closer to 8% than we've been in the past. And, you know, I was on your show a couple of months back saying I think we're closer to the sixes than we are the eights, and I have to pull that back. You know, we're pretty close to the eights right now, and we're well far away from a rate being in the sixes right now. So it's scary times, and it is impacting the affordability of homes and the ability for some of our listeners to qualify for a mortgage. It's just a fact.
Tell us about this class action suit. The National Association of Realtors filed a motion to dismiss this, right? Yeah.
So here's what's, I'll give it to you in a nutshell here. There's a group of attorneys that have filed a lawsuit against the National Association of Realtors, the MLS, Multiple Listing Systems, and a number of ginormous real estate companies, claiming that the seller wasn't aware, that some of the sellers weren't aware that part of the commission that the seller's realtor was getting for the transaction was being transferred to the buyer's realtor, mm-hmm. which has been going on since Mr. Wheel created the wheel, okay? So, I mean, it's not like breaking news. And they're also claiming that sellers, according to the MLS, it's restricted, and that they didn't have any room to negotiate with the realtor their fee, which is another crock above crap. I mean, you know, you see Redfin out there, 1% listing fee, and you see all these discount real estate companies out there online that'll list it. You know, you could for sale by owner. So all of this is, in my professional opinion, humble professional opinion, it's a bunch of garbage. Okay, on the closing disclosure, when the transaction closes, there are line items for every single thing of the transactions. The lender's closing costs, the buyer's closing costs, the seller's closing costs, and the commission and the tax proration, everything's there. So to say that you didn't know that the selling realtor was giving part of the commission to the buyer because a box wasn't checked off is absolutely asinine. And it's just a way for these class action suit lawyers who are big, you know, it's just ridiculous. It's just a scam. I'm glad NAR is fighting back, National Association of Realtors. I feel bad for the real estate companies that are being held up at gunpoint to write checks, you know, million-dollar checks for nothing. It's just absolutely ridiculous.
Also in the news this morning, the jobless claims have fallen to an eight-month low of 201,000. Yeah. And news from England, the Bank of England has paused their historic rate hikes. UK inflation has fallen. What did those things mean for us?
Yeah, well, it means that rates got a lot worse again this morning. Jobless claims are at 101,000. They were expecting 225,000. 201,000, they're expecting 225,000, which means in order to slow the economy down, okay, you want people, I know it sounds ridiculous, you want people to lose their jobs. So if the jobless claims are higher, that's a good indication that things are slowing down. So when a report comes out like this, 201 versus expected 225, that's what's causing the market to go down and interest rates to go up. So hopefully, with the Venezuelans getting their temporary status, that they could start working. I guess there's 400,000 of them here in the United States, migrant workers. They could get into the workforce, fill some of those job spots that are open that business owners can't fill. It will solve the unemployment challenge. It will tamp down wages and tamp down inflation, because then the businesses could offer their goods and services theoretically for less because they won't have to pay as much for labor.
Back to real estate for a minute. This down payment option sounds like it might interest a few people.
Yeah, there's a down payment, a 1% down payment option. So the minimum down payment option out there available for consumers right now and listeners right now is zero down with no PMI. If you're a veteran, if you're honorably discharged or active military, you could get a VA loan through VA entitlement. I know the veterans don't like the word entitlement, but that's just what you're admitted. The Veterans Administration calls it. So you are able to purchase a home with no money down and no private mortgage insurance. The next best option is this 1% down. It's a Fannie Mae product. We just gained access to it. It's been out for about a year now. There are income qualifications, 80% of the average median income. Not going to go into that right now because different areas have different average median income. So give me a call. There's credit qualifications. But if you qualify, you could get in for as little as 1% down, which is gigantic. So that it's an opportunity, again, especially with these higher interest rates, Bob. It's good to be able to go into a home with as little money down as possible.
Yeah, for sure. I know you have a gigantic Saturday morning show. Who's on?
We've got a ComEd Energy doctor coming in. I met her. She's a very nice lady. I met her last Thursday. I can't remember her name, but she's going to be coming on talking about energy efficiency tips, which leads to energy savings, which leads to lower energy bills. So she's going to be coming on talking about that. We've got Stephen A. Leahy, the IRS radio answer man, talking about all of the different things with the IRS going on and how to talk some about bankruptcy. Bankruptcy filings are up as well. He's the bankruptcy attorney on the show. And Frank from Access is going to be on talking about mobility challenges and how to overcome mobility challenges. And Frank, he's a very level-headed guy. And when he gets upset, It's kind of interesting to watch Frank get upset because I get all fired up.
Does he get louder than you?
He talks slower and more pronounced. So that's how you know. So he's going to be talking about, amongst other things, they're having a giveaway for the holidays of a chairlift for our listeners out there. He's going to be talking about, but also he's going to be talking about scams from TV and radio on-air scam artists that come out, quote you a rate that's lower than what it should be, and they install inferior products into your home, and then your chairlift breaks down, and then you call for repairs, and they're out of business, and they offer a lifetime warranty, which is great, but if the company's out of business after you gave them the check, so much for the lifetime warranty. So we'll be going over that more this Saturday after House Smarts at 10 to 1.
You talk slow, people pay more attention, Dave.
Thank you for the tip. Appreciate it.